Hello, my loves, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below to see more videos like this one. Today, we're talking about the portal of 1111, one of my all-time favorite portals. This year is something special, though, because when I look at the portal, any portal, and this one is no exception, I have to factor in the numerology of the portal. The numerology of the number of the portal is really, really important as it relates to the energy. So I take the date, right? So the day, the month, and then the year, and I sum it all up. And that is how we get the numerology of the portal. So what is funny about this 1111 portal is that the numerology of it is also 11. So we have a triple 11 on our hands, and that is beautiful. What this tells me is this: the energy of this upcoming 1111 portal is going to be most in line with the with what the number 11 stands for in the universe. As such, it will be extremely powerful because this is the purified vibration of 11. It is 11 tripled, right? So it is kind of like 11 on steroids, if you will. So what does 11 symbolize in the greater cosmos? 11 is the balancing act. 11 is the sign of and the symbol of cosmic justice. 11 is the equilibrium, the state of equilibrium between your inner masculinity and your inner femininity. 11 is the coming together of polarities. 11 is the joining, the unification of things that used to be separate. 11 is also about authenticity. 11 is very much about your personal truth, about your path, about owning who you are. And 11 is about being congruent, right? So 11 is very often about integrity. So doing the things that you said you were going to do, being what you truly are, right? And making sure that who you're being, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling are all aligned into one cohesive whole. That being said, this particular energy of the portal is very regal. This upcoming 1111 is a very golden portal. It is a very, very strong day to claim your sovereignty. It is a very strong day to move beyond your limitations. There's been a lot of events in the past weeks that have left a large part of humanity either uncertain or just uncomfortable. A lot of you are not feeling good right now. A lot of you are not feeling good about humanity, frankly. A lot of you are not feeling in control. And so this portal of 1111 is actually a big, big gift because it is here to help us rebuild our sovereignty back. What is sovereignty? Sovereignty is actually a divine masculine quality. Sovereignty lives in your body, in this upward pillar that goes through your main chakras. Sovereignty is a feeling of being enough in and of yourself, exactly as you are. Sovereignty is the strength of will. To be fully present and fully out there as exactly who you are. Sovereignty is full authenticity. Sovereignty is the ability for you to step into who you are truly and boldly walk forward without, you know, looking back, without comparing yourself to others, without second guessing yourself, without doubting yourself, without limiting yourself and your potential. Sovereignty is, it's almost like being crowned. Frankly, right? That's why this portal is all about kind of like claiming your inner royalty, if that makes sense. One of the things, you know, as I look into the energy of the portal, I usually get these glimpses, I usually get these visions. And one of the visions that they're showing me is so beautiful for this 1111. They're showing me humanity being crowned, actually. And how beautiful and how almost strange it is, because that is not what a lot of you are experiencing on the day-to-day basis. A lot of people are not feeling in control. A lot of people are not feeling like this world is changing for the better. A lot of people are feeling like we're going downhill. But that is the beauty of these portals. These portals are an opportunity for us to energetically upgrade together as one large human family, but also individually to upgrade. So what is it that the energies want us to do? What is it that our guides want us to do on this portal? During 1111, it's really nice to be to spend at least some time in that day in a meditation, because there are a lot of codes that are coming through. And to take full advantage of those codes, it is best to be in a state where you can be most receptive, such as meditation. Let me take a step back and tell you that the energies of 11-11 are going to start being palpable up to 7 days before the portal and really palpable 3 days before the portal. And then they're going to keep going 3 days after. So if you feel like you missed out on the golden opportunity to do a meditation the day of, do not despair and don't you worry. There is room for you. And there is an almost like an invitation for you to do a meditation perhaps 3 days before or up to 3 days after. So what would you do in a meditation? One of the things that you're invited to do is to accept the crown. Usually your particular facet of your crown is going to come from your higher self and your spirit guides. What does your crown symbolize? Your crown symbolizes your power, your inner strength, your talents, your gifts, all of the things that make you you authentically, truly. And being able to accept that crown is partially accepting all of your gifts, all of your talents, but at the same time, accepting your path exactly as it is. So that crown, right, the symbol of your inner royalty, if you will, your internal sovereignty, like you're being a sovereign of your life, you're being in charge of your life, starts with accepting yourself, exactly who you are in this moment in time, knowing that you're both a work in progress. And you are perfection today, tomorrow, and always, right? So sovereignty is a state that is the antithesis to not being enough, not feeling like you are enough, feeling like you're lacking in something, right? So the pendulum is swinging all the way into sovereignty. Sovereignty is not arrogance. Sovereignty does not mean, you know, being better than others. Sovereignty doesn't mean taking advantage of others. In fact, sovereignty is... it's just the freedom, that inner freedom and outer freedom, because those are correlated, to walk the path that you came here to walk, to be exactly who you came to be. So that is sovereignty. And like I said, it goes like an upward, it's like a vertical line that goes along your spine. Now, the portal of 11-11, as I said earlier in this video, is all about balancing your masculine and your feminine. Your feminine is usually the horizontal axis right here, right? So like if I stretch my arms like that, your feminine axis is going to be literally right here going through your higher heart, your thymus gland here, your chakras in your shoulders, your chakras in your elbows, and your chakras in your hands. That is your femininity line. By the way, that is why healing very often comes from the palms, right? Because a healing ability is usually the ability of our inner feminine, right? And our inner feminine heals, starts from the heart, right? The higher heart or lower heart, doesn't matter. Both are connected to this horizontal axis of our body. And then it goes, travels to our hands so that when we put our hands on someone, they feel the energy of our heart. And those energies are quite healing. So the horizontal axis of your body is your feminine center. It's also the axis of togetherness. And so on this 11-11, we're being invited to not only step into our masculine sovereignty, but also step into the circle. So togetherness, right? The axis of togetherness, the feminine axis of our body, is all about understanding that we are a part of an ecosystem. We are a part of something bigger than ourselves, and we matter. And this moment in time is actually really beautiful because this is the resurgence of the circle. And when I say the circle, I mean the tribal circle. I mean the circle of the old, when tribes would gather together in, you know, whether it's in prayer, in ritual, whether that is, you know, with an intention to heal, whether that is, you know, around a holiday, and, you know, just being in each other's company, maybe partaking of food or, you know, in conversation, you know, female circles, you know, there would be a lot of song. You know, there'll be dance in circles in tribal cultures. And so right now is kind of like the process of the clearing of that circle energy. And humanity overall is healing a lot of our backstabbing wounds, like the wounds of being, you know, the memory of being backstabbed and being betrayed by our tribe or being, you know, ostracized. So like there are a lot of these issues that are coming up for the collective, because we're healing the circle. The war that you're seeing around Israel and the Gaza Strip, it's part of kind of like healing of the same wound, right? Like it's us coming together as one human family, understanding that we're stronger together than we are apart. And it is time for us to reclaim our sisterhood, brotherhood, our humanhood, if you will. But unfortunately, it's not always so fast, right? Sometimes you do heal through facing your shadow. Sometimes you do heal through the process of rapture and the process of like, I don't know, like something or like the energy is just being completely unstable and out of whack. And that is a little bit of what you see going on in the collective right now. So going back to your meditation on 11-11, here is what is really important to do during this portal. You want to receive the energy, or the energies rather, that are here to harmonize your body. And this is what it's going to look like. Usually the portal of 11-11 works with the energies of the scales, the cosmic scales. So as you are in a meditative state, and once you receive your little crown, or big crown, depending on, you know, what crown wants to descend, you may, by the way, may ask your guides what your particular power is, what your particular crown symbolizes, what you're being invited to do in out there in the world. And then once you go through that first process of the meditation, the second part of the meditation is receiving the codes. So what you want to imagine is you want to imagine a set of scales in front of you. And on the one side of the scale are your masculine energies. On the other side of your scale are your feminine energies. So the cosmos, if you will, the cosmic powers, the cosmic forces are sending two very strong streams to help you harmonize. The first stream is golden, and that is the stream of sovereignty. And you want to imagine that stream dropping or dripping as an energy, as like a flow, as a waterfall on one side of the scale that represents your inner masculinity. And so imagine that falling into the scale and then falling and flowing into your body. And you can imagine that falling or flowing through the right side of your body, which is the masculine side of your body, if that feels good to you. And then the other part of the scale is going to be feminine. And the energies, like the feminine side of the scale receives this portal, are blue, but they're not steely blue. They're kind of aquamarine, like turquoise blue, that kind of blue, very beautiful. And then you want to imagine that those energies, first pass through the cosmic scale and then enter your body on the left side of your body, right? And like really, really nurture you from within. And you may notice that there are different streams in terms of capacity. Like one stream may be bigger, the other stream may be smaller. That is because you may require these energies in slightly different quantities, if that makes sense, right? So just allow the universe to do the big, big, big balancing act. And once you receive both of these streams, imagine them swirling and twirling and forming a double helix, like the DNA helix, because you want to harmonize and make sure that they're rotating one against the other, or like around one another. So it's like the blue strand and the golden strand, kind of like being locked into this beautiful harmonious stream of energy, which is you, right? And again, remember that this is all about stepping into your power, your sovereignty. You may not be able to control the happening. You may not be able to control the macro factors, but you always control whether you are a sovereign being, right? Being sovereign means that you are empowered to make choices given life circumstances, that you feel strength in the face of adversity, right? Being sovereign also means that, by the way, the universe starts responding to you differently. The universe always plays along with people who are sovereign. The universe caters to people who are sovereign, or shall I say beings who are sovereign, beings who recognize their own power. And the universe starts singing to their tune. And it is when you're sovereign, it is exceptionally easy for you to manifest the life that you want for yourself and your loved ones and the universe at large, the world at large, if you will, right? So I invite you in this portal of 11-11 to really feel the golden energies coming through, to really understand that you are in charge and allow these golden energies to fill you up from within, almost like you were a chalice or you were an empty vessel. And now these gilded energies are raising up in you, kind of like a kundalini rising, only they're very, very different. They're the ones that are streaming from the up, not the down. And yeah, that is what 11-11 is all about. One other thing before I finish this video. For some of you watching this video, there are new spirit guides that want to come into your life. When I say new spirit guides, these ones that want to come through for you are very high vibrational compared to what you're used to. And they want to use this portal of 11-11 to be able to enter into your auric field. So if you would like a different set of guidance, as in if you want to be more in tune with your gifts, if you want to get more guidance from spirit, and if you're ready for a new set of guides, on 11/11, invite them into your life, invite them into your world. And what you want to imagine is almost like, if you are doing it in the meditative state, imagine the universe is almost like throwing a golden ball at you, and you catch the ball, and then you like place the ball like in front of you. And what would manifest out of that energy is like a new spirit guide, like their etheric body would unfurl from that ball and or like that globe, if you will. And that is when you can start interacting. I just needed to make that remark because for enough of you, there are new sets of guides that want to come through, and they definitely want me to mention that because they need an invitation. Your guides want to be invited. Your guides want to be spoken to, right? Our guides are not always able to come through. Sometimes they need an invitation, right? This is a free will-based universe. This is a beautiful gilded portal. Remember how powerful you are. Start building the double helix of masculine and feminine within. And remember that you are in control of your slice of reality, of your version of reality, and nothing can stop you. I'm sending you a big virtual hug, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.